Warning, warning, spoiler alert. This is your spoiler alert. Everything from the rest of this season and maybe some other things might be spoiled. So bounce if you don't want certain things spoiled. If it's anything big, I'll probably give a little warning. But definitely stuff from this season will be spoiled. And with that, welcome to a special Super Bowl edition.
Whoop
Whispers whoop. Of Oxenfurt, Whiskey, Wine, and the Witcher edition. We are here for episode 6, Rare Species, in which a mysterious man tries to entice Geralt to join a hunt for a rampaging dragon, a quest that attracts a familiar face, and Ciri questions who she can trust.
Ooh.
So, we're just going to get right into it. Again, this will be released like pretty much right as the Super Bowl begins. And most people from Europe are probably wondering, what the fuck is a Super Bowl?
Huh.
It's a football ball game in which people...
Well, an American football game.
An American football ball game there. Thank you very much. In that sense, oh, she is sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, that's the cat.
In that sense, I got my Drinker Bell glass of wine. Brett has his fucking Majestic glass of wine.
And?
No whiskey this time.
Nope. And I will stall for time. Vamp. Go. You, vamp.
Oh, what are we stalling for?
Pulling
for
up
time?
The drinking game.
Oh, we had to pull up our drinking game because.
And we have, now have the drinking game up, so.
Growls, the word destiny, Nilfgaard, monster, and magic all are a sip. And then the infamous Geralt.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're good at it.
We are definitely getting the best one of the Geralt fucks. It is in this episode, so we will definitely have to finish that.
Yeah.
We might need to go grab it because we'll have in that.
I'm excited. All right, let's go ahead and get started then.
All right, yep. So with that, here we go. Season 6, Rare Species. As usual, sync this up and follow along. Everything should be set, and I will do it in 3, 2, 1, now.
Ba-doom.
Okay, there we go. You got to get the ba-doom, as always. So we definitely need to go get the rest of the wine, because we're going to have to finish this. And that definitely.
How early is it?
No, it's somewhat late, but.
Yeah, scare.
Let me finish. Is that volume good for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Because I have to turn mine way up.
Did they write these songs just for, I'm assuming, just for the
yeah.
show?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do they even talk about these songs?
No,
or
no.
Is it just...
No, there's some that Geralt... No, oh, I'm sorry, Geralt. No, there's some that Yaskier has that'll sing in there, but I don't think any of that has been that way, so... But no, these are all
original.
Done by... Yeah, original. I think. Should be.
Oh, I wouldn't touch him.
Uh-huh. Out of nowhere.
But there's some two badass chicks that walk up next
to him. And you can see he's definitely wearing scaled like,
yeah.
tunic. Yeah.
Now that I know, it's like, oh, that's
and it's green
golden.
And gold, yeah.
God, that was it right to the nuts.
Oh, shit, what is that? I forgot what beast he was killing.
He's like, and
you touching my shit? Oh,
he's
yes.
He's like, yeah.
Righto. Music swelling. Zeracanians.
And...
No. They make it seem like that's going to be the
yeah.
intro. Like, why wouldn't that have been the intro?
I don't know. That would have been perfect.
I guess they do it the other one that comes up. It's pretty good. Geralt.
You're welcome.
Oh, est.
What's that mean?
Famous wine.
Oh.
Again, the subtitles help. Because
yeah.
then I can actually hear or read, not hear. I was just about to say, well, how do they know he hears it? And then
right, on its way.
On its way. The episode wastes about no time getting started.
That's not a bad thing.
No. I'm just saying it's just like
shit.
Boom, boom. No, they got a lot of shit they put in here. Oh, I should say this is a short story based on The Bounds of Reason. the first short story of the second book, Sword of Destiny.
Hmm.
S-Word of Destiny. If you landed a Celebrity Jeopardy.
Huh?
And again, creepy ass Yaskier from the books has been toned down. That, I guess, was more endearing than creepy. So in the story, there were no teams.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was just together.
Oh.
No, they were just all together as a King Nedimir's party.
Party to kill it.
But it was like whoever killed it got, you know.
Gotcha.
But they were all together.
He's like, the fuck?
Yeah, and then...
That's not a bad spot either,
no,
to
but
be honest.
The other one was better.
But it makes
Geralt
more
Rivia,
sense of the dragon now.
I've been looking
but
for you.
But it makes, like, now
oh,
the dragon being there
that's
makes
true.
Sense.
That's true. Ooh. And here comes the first allusion to Borch's true intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The treasure that's worth it is yeah. like, a, you know.
You know, I think they don't really ever say his age in the story, but he definitely wasn't an old man. Like on a last.
Wasn't or was?
No, was not. They've made him here, which I like. I like that they made it to where this is it. I have to take care of this baby
yeah.
or this egg. Sorry. In the books, it's a baby. And this
yeah,
is just the
just
egg.
Egg.
And the dragon doesn't die in the book. Yarpin. Again, I can only imagine what that guy's audition was.
Yeah.
Like, was it just, did they just get all these little people in there just screaming?
Probably.
I've just had to do it. Like, look, he's still on the bar. Like, he never got off.
This is, like, such the, I don't want to say, like, fathering moments, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, the old wise man,
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
reaching deep into your soul well, and.
That right there, like, he's basically yeah. saying, like, he's looking into his thoughts. Yeah.
Oh, and then...
Right on cue. Sir Ike of Dinnesle. Ruh-roh.
Oh, he's like, ah. So how much time do we
think has
passed?
They said... Oh, crap. We just... When we recorded the Winds Howling episode. In the show, I believe they did a timeline. And I think in the show, it's 6 years. In the books, if I remember correctly, it was 4 years.
Okay,
they
so
had
it's
not
been,
they hadn't seen each other in 4 years
it's
in the
been
books.
A hot second.
In 6 years in this, yeah, like literally years. But again, when you're
right,
well,
their times
the same,
probably,
yeah.
but
well,
still.
Well, no, because I mean they're still
right.
Because
they age differently, but
and they switched up in the show that Geralt is now older than Yen, but in the books, Yen is older than Geralt. The dwarves are riding donkeys. And how many takes, I wonder, before he like lost his voice.
Right.
And look at him saunter on here. Look at that just. Yeah, like, Yaskier's like, the fuck?
He's like,
Is this guy okay?
Geralt's like,
Jorpin Zigrin. Zigrin. You get Yaskier's real name there.
Oh, I didn't even realize
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Yaskier is the flower, like dandelion. They
yeah.
just literally translated Yaskier into dandelion.
Oh.
That's just his nickname. Juliet Alfred Pancratz something. But he's like a noble. A count. No, Viscount. Viscount, that's what he is.
Oh.
Ooh, haha. Oh, hitting him in the vanity.
Uh-huh.
Oop. Sick burn. Haha. Like, that had to be That had to, I mean, obviously you can't tell the horse, hey, bump him to get that line. And that had to have been a
maybe
ad lib.
I don't know. Horse, I mean, horses are smart as shit.
To tell him to bump in?
Yeah. Someone stood behind him with a carrot.
Hey, bump into this dude. They made Ike a lot worse in the show than the books.
What do you mean? What do you mean worse?
Like, he's... That's Ike there?
Yeah.
Like, he's just... For kingdom and glory. Like, they just make him this vain knight. Oh, more knight. Like
over the top.
He gets diarrhea and then somebody fucking kills him.
As we'll see shortly.
Yeah.
I thought it's like this big, like, party announcement of, like, the four teams are going off to get the dragon. Like,
yeah. And the king, in the books, the king joined him. King Nedimir was present. And Yen was his special, like, envoy. Oh. Yen was working for him. Oh. Not with Ike.
Not with Ike.
No, Ike was just a fucking knight errant, if you will. Oh. Brokilon. Ooh. Oh, yeah, Doppler mouse sack.
Uh-huh. So, this is my Dunny. Guess.
Yeah.
Is that the Doppler guy is just so fucking annoyed with all her questions that he's not focused into like
the, by the end,
to go through his brain to like we'll figure out there. The answer. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like he's like,
it's like, oh, dude, shut the fuck girl. Up. Oh my
yeah.
God, I'm fucking babysitting.
So I think he's like, that's why he like kind of trips up a little bit. Yeah. Is because he's so tired of it.
Already. They're not even out of Brooklyn. He's already just beaten down by her goddamn questions.
Yeah.
Children.
And even if you know, like, the person's thoughts you took over, like, you may not speak the same way. Like, make haste, children. Like, he may have never said that.
Again, it's just a... In the show, absolutely. But the way that it was presented in the books was they become them to where you would not know me. Like,
I just still like just my saying, schizophrenic thing where there's all those freaking people in his head.
I know,
head.
But that's real life. And that's schizophrenia. This is fake and it's a Doppler. It's magic. Shit can happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I got out of it was if a Doppler got into me, they'd walk into here. You would never
but you can
fucking
almost,
know.
You can only do so much though, like magic, though. Like, I mean...
That's the most famous line from this story.
Beautiful?
He is the most beautiful. And it just doesn't land. They're talking about Borsch. Why do you follow him? Why do you follow Borsch?
Oh, because he's the most beautiful?
That's literally what the episode...
Oh, because they know he's a dragon.
The story ends with that. When all goes down, Geralt literally says, like, yeah, he's the most beautiful. I think. I haven't seen it in a while. I'm pretty sure it's Geralt who says that. This is a good shot here that the cat needs to get out of the way.
That is a good...
I do think this is largely regarded as one of the most disappointing episodes.
Why?
Because people love the book, the story, and they love Borch. And I don't think a lot of people were prepared for, you know, old man
how
Borch.
How they portrayed him, yeah.
Yeah. And the whole dragons thing. And here's clue two. The second clue to Borch's intentions, right here. As you definitely get the feeling here, if you don't know at least it, well, he's sure sympathizing. But one thing is, they excluded one character called Duregory, who basically was a mage, a sorcerer, who was like the most environmentalist. Like, that was the voice. And he goes on this hunt being like, fuck all you people. Why are you killing this thing?
Yeah.
You shouldn't kill any monster. You shouldn't kill any living creature because they're here before you. Or they're just trying to do their own thing.
Right.
And you're encroaching on their.
They're trying to live their life. Yeah.
And this was not in the book, this whole thing right here. I think it was just to show that Ike was an asshole.
Oh, little baby.
Well, it's about to.
I know.
But I think maybe this was where we kind of got it. And Geralt kind of says all that stuff with about hunting the dragon. But you got that from Duregory saying, like, y'all are the monsters.
Yeah.
Y'all are killing things. This dragon didn't done anything.
Yeah. He's like, Geralt?
One of your friends. Well, they knock it down.
What?
Jesus.
God, the worst, he's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch, like, the first time we watched, it's like watching his face is just.
But then here, yeah. Continues yelling. I love the subtitles.
Ugh,
see, again.
Of course.
The blood was already dried. Yeah, I think they just put that in just to show that Ike's an asshole.
Yeah. Not need that.
And this. Like, it just doesn't even look good. Not sure I'd eat that.
Ooh.
Jealous.
Ooh.
Oh, he's gonna eat some.
Or the Witcher.
Drink.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We got to drink like three times because Monster was in there. Twice. Poop jokes.
Yep. Ugh.
Yeah, right there. What? Ow. Why is he holding a sword? Ike whimpers. Exposition time. Geralt philosophy time.
Oh.
Rightful son of Nilfgaard. King Fergus.
So they do know it's... No. But they just... Oh.
We won't talk about that.
I know, I'm trying not to, but I'm just... But, it was then, just, yeah. But now that I see it.
Not Syntra. And she did die, and they took what was theirs, or what was hers. And now it's as if he knows Yen has turned it down.
Yep.
Again, he's yeah, like, they turned him into this all-knowing sage. Which I guess matters more towards the ending. Ending? The ending.
I like that line. I don't know if it'll make me prettier, but...
I like how the dwarves are like actual dwarves. They're actual little people. They're not Welshmen with huge beards.
Yeah.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that.
I've seen Hobbit. Granger. Oh.
Black.
And the dragons are the rare. He's like, there's no such fucking thing.
Those are a myth.
Mm-hmm.
like becoming a human. Sir Witcher. Spoiler alert.
How's that a spoiler?
He does become a knight.
Oh, well, shit.
He does get knighted. Well, now we know who killed Ike.
Oh.
Dara, please.
Like, why does he lie? Like, he knows what happened. He wasn't pulled through a portal, was he?
No, but he did say, he did tell her to go.
Oh, see, and then Geralt, yeah, see, this is, he's just fucking annoyed.
Yeah. But I think what they had in here, because again, he doesn't die in the books. And like, he does get Ciri when her and Geralt leave Brokilon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had it. Look at him right there.
He's fucking annoyed.
Will y'all shut up?
See, he's...
People who escape a siege.
Ask the right questions.
Mousex sighs. All right, here you go. Oh, look what I just remembered. Princess. Yeah, the way he says that. Princess. Creepy.
That, like, why did you need to do that? Like, why did that have to be a part of that? Unless it's, like, the doppelganger's obsession with, like, pretty people.
Oh. Yeah. I think just to creep out. You
just
know?
To be more creepy.
Yeah. Just...
Ooh.
He never came. So they never say it,
like,
but...
how Yennefer just is nothing sacred anymore. She's just, like, yeah. Rolling her eyes.
Yeah. Fuck. Hey, she got one. But yeah, they never say it, but I think it's very clearly Borch, Taya, and Bea that do it.
I see. I didn't think that, honestly.
Who did you think did it? We know it wasn't Geralt. We know it wasn't Yaskier. We know it wasn't Yen. They say Boholt right here. They say Boholt, so... And we get some Yen Geralt time.
Yep, buddy.
Some barb is about to fly. Rather pedestrian. Yeah, see, she says Bolt.
That I think that's who I thought it was.
Now, they keep him horrible, and he was even worse in the books. We'll get to there after this.
She's like, what the fuck do you want?
This just immediately brings to mind, like, a big thing in China and Asia is, like, rhino horns for, yeah. What's it called when a guy can't get up?
What?
What's it called when a guy can't get a hard on?
Erectile dysfunction?
There you go. Like, they use it for, like, rhino horns. That's why that shit's worth, like, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands. Why am I talking funny? There you go. Bad mother. Oosh. Think I'd make a bad mother? Definitely. Very clear right there.
Yeah.
Agency. Nope, get ready. See, I was sword smiling. I know. That became a meme. That's Renfrey's
That's kind
brooch.
of funny.
I know. I wonder if they didn't realize that. They couldn't have realized that, right? I mean, now you can't unsee
No.
it. Look
Now
at it back there
you can't
smiling.
unsee it, yeah.
Look.
You're just ruined this for everyone. Especially at this moment in this, like, discussion.
Yeah. As we're talking over, like, one of the best scenes in the whole... Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to go grab the wine because we have to finish it. The best one in the series right here. Huh? Ah, fuck. All right, finish. Steal one.
Oh.
But, and I always regret it. Yep. I mean, he's definitely patronizing her also.
Aww.
And then the look of... But even as he says that look, he's preparing for rejection.
They do really well.
Like, he's not like come with
so,
me.
So, like, they did a really good job together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That had
you
to land.
I mean? Like,
oh, my God. They're
God,
supposed
was...
to be linked. They had to do it.
I know.
Like, there's
they
no
just
question.
Did such a good job. Like, the actors
I'm
did.
Assuming they got Henry Cavill first.
Yeah.
And once they got him, I
it
bet they
who,
tested
yeah.
over and over and over
and
again.
She's fantastic.
To make sure they had to have that chemistry. That's the whole fucking series. I mean, shit, she's damn near the main character.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is a Brokilon scene with this, so this is where I'll go get the wine.
Okay.
And you can talk through it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh. Skellige, when he gets... Oh, shit. Oh, that got picked up.
Yeah, he's just fucking over it.
Yeah, he's had it.
Oh, no. I've had enough of you. Yeah, he's just stopped. Oh. Oh, yeah, I think that's what he's mad about, too. Is that he's so mad that he's, like, ugly and gross and, his hand... Oh, yeah. Well, oh, the silver or the steel is what gets to him, I guess. I don't know. This is what we need Brett back for is to answer. He's ugly. He's scary. Oh, and Dara's so cute trying to protect her, like. Oh. No. What's
so
up with the steel thing?
Silver.
Silver. I'm
Dopplers
sorry.
Can't touch silver
because
they're monsters. They're kind of monsters.
Monsters.
Silver kills monsters.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, not all monsters, but monsters after the conjunction. Yeah, monsters after the conjunction, which I guess they were. But yeah, Dara turns quickly. Dara is the show creation.
We've talked about that before.
Oh, here's another fun thing, too. So they never split up in the story in the books. When they come to this pass here, as what we're about to see, we've already seen this already, so you've already seen this watching this. So instead of, okay, when they come to this happens right here, Borch and the Zarakanians like disappear. Yen and Geralt fall down this cliff and they're barely hanging on to something.
Mm-hmm.
And literally everyone up top is like, oh, sucks to
Bye.
Suck. All right,
yeah,
see ya.
See
and Yaskir's like, whoa, help. And they throw down a rope, a magic elven rope, and it pulls Geralt and Yen to safety.
Uh-huh.
It was Ike's rope. Ike gave him the rope.
Oh.
Ike literally saved their lives. And they ask him, like, why would you do that?
Wait, was Ike not dead before this?
Ike never dies.
Oh, Ike doesn't die.
Ike doesn't die at all. Ike saves them. Ike's the first one to charge the dragon, gets bitch slapped against the wall, and is like near death, but he doesn't die.
Interesting.
Like, they never say he dies. Yeah. He's an asshole in the book also because he's a religious zealot as well. Think of like the most medieval knight of the church.
Right.
And he says, Geralt, you know, like, why would you help save him? And he goes, well, maybe they can be turned from their wicked magical ways.
Jesus.
I know, but that's what he does. But he saves their lives in the hope they can convert.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that was something they did also that they changed. And then Borscht and them just disappear. They don't fall down like this. They don't die. Or
I
kind of
like how this one is, like, just because it's the surprise. Oh, but you said they disappear.
I like it too. And I've gone the whole time without talking about how Borscht's voice, the voice actor, I just want to curl up in that voice and hibernate for a few months.
Oh.
It's so smooth. And there we go. I do like this, though, because I remember when we first watched it, you were like, oh, that was it? He's gone? He's dead? Why? Why was he even? I was like, just wait. So they flipped this on it. And I like this here. Like, you will save us, but you must
like
let
he
go.
Know, like, it's just, he knows that, like.
He knows he's about to turn to a dragon.
But he knows, like, he's saying, like, you're going to save dragons. Yeah. Like,
and so I like this, the thank you. He knows Geralt's intentions are true.
Yeah.
And he lets go. I like it, but this shot right there, why did they put that in there? Because he's just.
Yeah.
Come on, that's cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't need that. Like, have him just let go. Make the last time we see him saying thank you and falling down.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Don't have the last image of him reaching through the clouds.
So they knew he was a dragon, right?
Who?
The girls
Zirikani?
Do.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So that's why they were like, okay, we'll let go because we know he's going to.
And they give the fake out, like, they look back up to them. And
yeah,
it's like,
are you going to save us? No, we're going to die with our.
Well, yeah. Which they, yeah. In reality, they would have let go because literally he probably just turned to a dragon right as he went under the clouds.
Yeah.
But another big change that I don't think a lot of people liked. But then again, I think if you're gonna be a book purist, you're gonna fucking bitch about anything anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I liked it.
I liked it too, because like I said, I really bought into that guy. The guy's voice literally just made the character, made him heartfelt, made you feel for him, and like I loved that. Again, knowing what was gonna happen of him being like,
"You may save us yet, but you have to let go right now." Yeah.
Yeah. And then saying thank you. Because that was the thing also in the books. He gets with him. He approaches him that same way. When Geralt's hunting that other thing and they kill the guys. They actually kill like a whole fucking village or some shit. Villagers like attack them. It's like this whole battle. But he does. He gets Geralt to know his intentions.
Yeah.
And to be like, he quizzes him being like, oh, fuck these dragons. Let's go kill them. Geralt's like, no, they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And he realizes like, oh, okay. He's a good witcher. Yeah, pretty much. No truer words spoken there. Life is short. Do what pleases you while you can.
Hmm.
Well, this will be the last we see of Dandelion this episode. So I keep saying Dandelion. Yaskier. Dandelion. And he doesn't come back.
That you know of.
I'm kidding. You've seen him in the games.
Yeah. And here's your beautiful tent with your big ass bed.
Well, no, it's simple. That's the, like, that's what it is. She's not like that.
Yeah.
She's not simple. But we get another good scene. All their scenes are good. He's got some tight pants.
Aww. That's when they're being like so real. It's.
But at the same time, she says it took your senses instead. And that's the thing where at this point, because of the way they've set her character up, at times I'm always thinking, does she mean that? Does she mean that? Does she mean it? But this right here. But this is just more of where it is like, oh, we like each other.
You left first.
Geralt always leaves first. Geralt always fucks it up. And that's why I hope they have a short story from the second book. You know what? It was the one after this, I think, which is Istrid. Yeah. Istrid and Geralt and Yen. That whole thing that happened. Rind. Yeah. Wait, no, it's not a Rinda. It's in Is.
You're making no sense right now.
Yeah, I'm combining stories. It's where Istrid's at, and they have this love triangle.
Yeah.
And it's where Geralt and Yen, and he's coming back. The actor of Istrid is coming back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People like me are just hoping it's going to be that story they can somehow shoehorn in. But basically, it's like, oh, yeah, no, she's with me. No, she's with me.
Right.
And they go to fight, and Yen's like, fuck both y'all, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, literally says it. And she literally tells Geralt, like, you are unable to give me what I need.
Ooh, because she can't get him pregnant.
No. Oh. He can't commit to her. Oh. And he can't let his guard down enough to do it. And she literally tells, like, say it.
Yeah.
Like, basically, it's along the lines of, basically, say you love me. Say these words, and he's like, and he just can't do it.
Yeah.
He knows all he needs to do is say these words, but he can't say them. And she literally just ends it and just like, you cannot give me what I need, and she's gone. But if you love Yen and Geralt, go read A Shard of Ice from A Sword of Destiny. That's good.
I like that.
What was it?
It's hard to regret something you didn't choose. Mm.
Yeah. And that's what they have together. They're both victims of abuse.
Yeah.
And they both have not chosen these lives. Almost a curse in the fact of longevity that you can't even die at a young age. I mean, you can't die, obviously, but you won't just live 60, 70 years and die.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'd lay with those gold eyes looking at me.
Gold eyes?
Should I lay with the purple eyes looking at me?
I'm going to say yellow eyes.
They look gold.
I know. They're supposed to be yellow. Yellow cat eyes.
Same difference.
They can't really always do the cat eyes, though.
Yeah, it's kind of...
That would just look too weird. It would look stupid. Like, if he always had cat eyes, you'd just be like, fuck. But yeah, he's supposed to look like a
fucking
mutant.
I really like how, like, they kept, like, the sweat on them.
They always make him always look sweaty.
No, but she too. Like, you can see the sweat on her.
Like, all the time. Yeah. And a big thing here, too, is him not getting sleep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Subtitles. There we go. That was brought out to by my co-host, Abu. About now he gets his sleep.
Yeah.
I think he just needed to get some banging in. Just bang, 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 bang. Aww. Yeah, because he got his dick wet.
Get out of here.
Oh. You know, I don't know if this... I don't think my podcast has a explicit or mature thing.
Oops.
I probably should rectify that. And he's asleep.
Oh. She has tiny hands.
I think he's just got a big fucking head now. All the HGH that dude's been pumping since he got that Superman role. But she might have tiny hands also. But I honestly think he's just got a big fucking head. Square jaw with a butt chin.
Yeah. I love if she just like gets up next to him and just like staring at him. Almost like, don't leave. Like, she's almost afraid to go to sleep because it's like, is he going to be here?
And you thought he left.
I did.
When we watched it, I was like, was he here? Was he here? And you're like, he's gone.
He's gone. And then, especially because of how she's rolled over that way.
Yeah. But it is set up right. It's a good shot to be like,
oh yeah.
Okay. And he's awake. Now go fix me turkey pot pie. Does anybody get that reference? Do you get that reference?
It's from
high school, John Hughes. 80s, library, detention.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Go fix me turkey pot pie.
For some reason, I was thinking Wedding Crashers.
I'm never going to reference that.
Meatloaf.
Oh. And now Geralt is crushed because she wants to stay. Everything was good, but nah. She's fucking Yennefer of Vengerberg. She's doing her thing.
Fucking elf.
No, dwarves.
Dwarves.
What are those fucking dwarves? Yenna.
He's like, God damn it.
Yenna.
Oh, I did get kind of mad at Ciri at this point, because... Not at this point, obviously, because we find out. But when she runs away and she, like, leaves Dara, like, I did get kind of
mad.
Oh,
yeah. Like, she just left. All right, fucking Dara.
But this, yeah. Obviously, this is something different.
Well, no, that was it. Dara got knocked out and she just fucking bolted. Like, oh, I guess I'm not going to fucking...
Yeah, but...
Kair, Moir, Difrin, Eop, Sialik. He is... completely different in the show than the books. His role is much expanded.
Better or worse?
I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, but right now I think it's much worse because I liked his role. He
drink.
Oh, good point. All right, I already talked about there's going to be a shit ton of spoilers, so I'll say it here. He sucks in the books because he's in love with her. And eventually they come.
Ciri?
Yes. And they come together. Like, yeah. And she's fucking in
this. This is weird.
She's like 12. And he's a grown ass man. They end up coming together. Like, he ends up joining Geralt and his group to, like, help her.
Uh-huh.
And so it's that whole thing where, oh, he's working for Nilfgaard. He was literally told by the Emperor specifically, go get her.
Yeah.
Get her out of Syntra.
Yeah.
He fails. Issues like a death sentence. And basically gets talked out of it to go back and do it, and then he turns against the Emperor.
Yeah. So,
but he's not doing all this shit.
So remember how we've talked about the Doppler and Geralt having a big battle? Is that, were they trying to do that here? Because they're not going to do
what
it
he
later?
Says. Yeah, that's what he says. When they fight, he literally, he says something along the lines that we're
about
to hear.
No, I know, but you know how you said Geralt and him fight, Geralt and Doppler
Geralt
fight?
Geralt and a Doppler,
do you think they did this one right now because they're not going to do the other
potentially,
one later?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
To get a fight scene of a Doppler.
Because he says right here.
Yeah,
I've already lost track of
mind.
Who's who. Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah, that's him. Okay, I'm gonna try to watch. See if I can keep track of who's who.
Okay, I got it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That real
I
one's
still
on the
know
left.
Who it is. Yeah.
Real one's on the left.
Yeah.
Real one just got hit.
Yeah.
Real one just hit.
Yeah.
Real one.
That real
is
one's
winning.
On the, that's no.
No, that's the fake one. See?
Oh.
Oh, no, you're right.
No,
that is the fake
one.
God damn it.
The fake one's on the right.
See the prophecy?
Okay, now they just switched.
What we talked about earlier, the prophecy?
Yeah.
That's the prophecy. There you go. The time of the sword and axe is nigh. That's real Kair.
Yeah. The other way to realize is the Doppler always says we.
That's a good point. And that's Doppler getting cut. What I like about this is now that Doppler will always have that cut.
A scar? Really?
No matter who, if he turns into Geralt, they will have that cut.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what they have.
Because you technically hurt him.
Like you just become them, but yeah.
Yeah.
So the next time, the Doppler doesn't come back this season, but the next time they come back, I'm sure that's what they'll do. They'll be like, oh, let's meet so-and-so, and someone will have that cut. And we'll know, oh, wait a minute.
I won't remember that.
I will. Whoop.
She's like, fuck y'all.
Why is Yarpin in the back? You're supposed to be leading, bruh.
You lead from behind.
Oh, fuck off. Corporate bullshit. Lead from behind. Oh, that's the leader. That's right. The boss is in front telling you where to go. The leader is behind. Wait, no. But you're supposed to be leading.
You lead
no,
from
it's the
back.
Boss from behind.
No, you lead from the back.
But that means you're going to... But you lead from the
just
front because that
trying.
Means you'll die.
Stop trying.
No. And we're upcoming to the most, actually two most con. Okay, so again, in the stories, dragon did not die. And
so
it was a baby dragon. It was a baby. She is dead in the show because they didn't want to animate it.
No, but I mean, she's already dead.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's a good thing they changed too. In the stories, Yen double crosses everybody. Boholt the Reaver ties her to a wagon, rips open her blouse,
yeah,
is going
to
rape her afterwards. And Yaskier to the side, she ties up Yaskier and Geralt, Yen does.
Uh-huh.
And Yaskier's like staring at her like exposed breasts, like making fun of her.
Yeah.
So it's good they changed that. Because Yen doesn't do any of this stuff.
What do you mean?
Yen is tied to this fucking wagon.
Oh,
she doesn't fight.
Yeah.
They allow her to like fight and actually do some shit.
Good.
But she doesn't do magic. That's another thing.
Oh.
Like I wish. But Again, budget. She.
Oh, shit.
See, I didn't give a shit about this. The lizard dragon. Some people didn't like it.
What do you mean the lizard dragon?
They didn't
dragon?
Like the look of it. Oh. It's a very gangly dragon. It looks very lizardy, which I would imagine an actual dragon would probably fucking look like.
But there a lot of people didn't like Game of Thrones dragon.
Maybe that's what people wanted, the very stereotypical like Chinese dragon.
Yeah, because like, look, the wings are attached. The wings are actually attached to like the arms, like the.
I mean, it's like a bird.
Yeah.
Which again is what you would think it'd be in. Villain Trettenmuth. And it's another thing that comes up with this baby dragon nuzzles up to Yen when she's like tied up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like that motherly thing where she kind of gets.
That's exactly what it was. She drops.
Yeah.
Her knife because.
She's like, oh, the kid, the baby.
Yeah.
But that was the thing that came when that baby dragon, it was her being like the motherly thing, like, oh, maybe like the nurturing thing. Yeah, it's not gonna work.
He's like, nah, dude.
Yeah, good one, dumbass. And we only get very few instances of magic right there. And then she basically just fights without magic.
We kind of figured, I mean, granted, it's a little bit late, like in, what is it, the next episode? She only can do so much magic in such short, you know.
I know, but like, remember, they're doing super fucking battlefield magic.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? The Ard kiss.
I liked it.
I loved it. People hated that because they're like, oh, that's cheesy. This is the fucking Witcher. I explained it. You already heard me talk about this in the Wind's Howling podcast if you heard both of them. This is the Witcher. It's dumb shit like that. It's not serious. It's stupid shit like that. Like, that's what it is. I'm saying that's what the books are. They're not this self-serious. You can still see the dwarves in the back. It's not this self-serious thing of all that. Go somewhere else for that. There's a lot of dumb, cheesy shit that happens. It's fucking fantasy.
But it goes back to the whole, like, overlying story of them being tied. And she's like, do this right now. But she, like, runs to him. And he grabs her. And, like, we have to kiss because we're, like.
But he's done Ard before. And it's never been that powerful. So it's almost like he gets power from the kiss.
Yeah.
Like, he's metaphorically shooting a shot, blowing his load. Like, he just came in his pants. And Ard just, ooh, came out. So, yeah, they make her a lot more badass. This is cool.
I like
it. But I'm saying, like. Just fireball here, lightning bolt there.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been fucking awesome. And more realistic because she's a fucking sorceress. She's not a two-handed swordswoman.
Yeah, I think a little bit, though, is honestly, like, the TV fight scenes.
But you got that for Geralt. Have Geralt be like, I got you covered. And she's fucking launching lightning storm here. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, budget. They need to save it for the final episode, that battle, the golden dragon shit here. I get it. But just even have Geralt fucking people up and, oh, Geralt's about to be hit. Zoom, zap, lightning bolt, slow down. She does that. Fucking teleport someone and fucking drop him off a mountain. I don't know. Some shit like that'd be cool. Yeah. He threw the sword to save her.
I know.
Oops, hello.
Damn.
That was that was the grabbing the sword.
Spear?
Game of Thrones. Catelyn.
Oh,
the dagger when she just...
Yeah.
But he had gloves on. So that was smart. Slept through the battle.
I love this. He's like,
Cradling is loot. Where is everybody?
I love he's just like, well.
Yeah, just wakes up, yawns. Dwarves.
Phew. They're just unsticking.
Queuing. And they're loose. It's not stereotypical, but they generally have axes. But I guess it's kind of good they gave them swords. Instead of having dwarven... Back from
the fuck
the
are you doing here?
The fuck are you doing here? Little lock stock. Two smoking barrels. Oh, hey. Didn't you die? So it's going to be really weird, but the way he grabs these teeth. So gift horse in the mouth is our saying. I guess gift cock in the beak.
Maybe.
This is funny. Which he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't drop that.
No.
Look but the way he grabs these. Look, look.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? He like palms them.
A little bit,
like, dude,
yeah.
Pick them up with your fingers. You got fucking fingers. Don't palm them like that. Yeah, he wouldn't drop.
But that was one
Murta
of those,
Braca.
Like, you help me.
Basically saying, look, it's over. Don't come fucking looking for anything.
But here, yeah, you should be able to get the reward.
There's no
like,
more dragons.
You helped us kind of like get here for whatever.
Just go away. Well, Yarpin, spoiler alert again, Yarpin comes back. We should see him again. We actually should see him next season if they line up with the books. If I remember that
it's
right.
Like, yeah,
am I getting my dwarves mixed up?
Fucking left me.
I'll admit, at first I kind of thought this was Doppler Dara.
Really?
Oh, I thought that, but then I realized, like, oh, he just got fucking slashed.
Oh.
Safer.
Yeah. Oh.
So he saves her here. Calente. Which is true.
Oh.
They're hitting up on that early. Because that is something she believes.
What?
That she bring, like, I have to be by myself.
Because of that reason?
Leave wake of death and destruction. I am going to guess and predict this is the last we see of him. He's a show creation. All this time, Ciri's kind of by herself with all this that goes on.
Yeah.
So this was just to bounce her thoughts of off
that
of.
That was so sweet, though. He just
include.
Said find an, well, it's not sweet.
Find a new family.
But like the fact that
he
like,
was
that
like,
they,
yeah.
Yeah, that it was we like were. We considered each other family.
I think he's done. His storyline is crossed. If he does come back, it'll probably be to kill him off to give Ciri
something,
some kind of
some
anger.
Sort of, yeah.
Instead of usually where you kill the woman off to give the man motivation, they might do it there.
Oh, this is, I don't like this part.
This is good because, again, it comes from the story where, like, Borch tells them, like, you're never going to get her. Geralt, you're never getting her.
Yeah.
Basically saying this doesn't end well.
Yeah.
Do what you want. It's not going to end well. Geralt. Wait, what? Oh. He almost does that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
I think he does. Look at him looking like, you motherfucker. Did you just say that? Did you see the smiling sword?
Stop it. See the djinn. I don't want to lose her.
Oh, someone said, someone tweeted at me. I forgot to tell you that his wish might have been, I don't want her to get hurt.
That's
or
what
I want
I
to
said.
Protect her. You said that?
Yes. Someone might have tweeted that at you too, but I said that. I was like, it probably wasn't like to be with her. But it could have been.
Oh wait.
Like, I don't want her to get
hurt.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Let's see. Like, well, that was a fuck, but drank for that. It wasn't like the fuck, but it's close enough. Oh no, wait, we don't. Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Damn. Here you go. That hits close. One and then abandoned. Dang, their lines are good.
Oh. I hate this.
This is The Witcher.
You will.
I wish I could feel her pain or take away her pain.
Yeah.
Shout out Geralt checking his wrist. That's what it was. Barrister Barista on Twitter. You think the guys that shot a girl checking his wrist after the fabled last wish seeing Yen-like scars?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but remember the slashes were his wishes.
Yeah, but still, that might have been a connection.
Yeah. You know, we're talking over like some of the best scenes.
Yeah.
But this... Oh, fuck! All right, we're now off a little bit.
Wow. Okay. Good thing there's only like 6 minutes left.
God damn it. Okay, we might be off a little bit, but we're close enough. I saved it, though. I hit the wrong fucking button. Destiny, drink.
Oh?
Okay. We're close, yeah. And out goes Borch, just fucking dropped a goddamn atomic bomb.
I feel so bad for girl. He's so mad.
Smiling sword. That's a huge image. And here comes, you're about to give it even sadder.
And it was, well, but it was like...
This is when I go to Yashka. I'm like, he doesn't mean that. Yeah. He's just mad. Let's give him some time.
He's just in a bad place right now.
But this is it for him in the season.
Sad, though.
Like, he goes and... Yeah.
I'll take my leave.
Another thing too that I've always wanted to bring up that I haven't, Yaskier seems very modern. The stuff he says, it's not farewell, Geralt. See you around.
Yeah.
He speaks very modern. Maybe, and I've noticed it time and time. I think
he spoke like just.
But he did, like, that would have been farewell, Geralt.
Yeah.
Or until, you know, something like that. Yeah, see until you we around. Meet again. Yeah. See you around is not something you would think of from a medieval fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay, now prophecy, prophecy, prophecy. This episode ends with the beginning of Ithlien's prophecy, which guides everything.
Huh.
And also, maybe the most famous line, and it's a line that Vilgefortz says over and over and over in the books, Fringill is about to say, you mistake stars reflected in the pond for the night sky. They just throw it in. Like, it was such a big thing.
Really? Maybe they'll say it again.
We're going full on spoiler here, okay? From the books. If you're listening to this, it's from the books. Okay? Vilgefortz ends up doing something to where him and Geralt come at odds. And he teases Geralt with this over and over. Like, he's basically saying, like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You think you know what's going on. You mistake stars reflected in a pond for the night sky. Mm-hmm. Says it over. Ciri hears it in visions, this saying.
Yeah.
And they just throw it away with Fringilla there. I don't get it.
But maybe that was the first little offer up of it, and maybe they're going to keep bringing it back up.
Maybe. But that's his whole thing, because he's the fucking master behind everything. Yeah. Everything with Nilfgaard right here is on their own, and like I said, I'm reserved judgment until they do it, but it just, I don't get why they did it. That's the only thing. I just don't understand what they do with Kyr, with Fringilla, what they do with Nilfgaard. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying I don't understand where they're going with it. But here you go. First lines of Ithlien's prophecy.
Ugh.
And scene. So, we've got the Yaskier song, but it's gonna distract me.
I just let me pause it right now.
Okay, we'll play through it.
The subtitles being on, like, really is what's getting me.
Yeah, we can actually understand it. So we'll let it play.
Is this about Yennefer?
She's always bad news. No, remember, Yaskier doesn't like Yen.
I think that's the point.
I think this is him being like, women are the fucking devil.
Oh.
They're gonna... like that. I mean, obviously here it has to do with Yen, but I think it's just women. I think it's about Yen. I mean, maybe that's what it is, but... Remember, Yaskier beds a lot of women. Although they did tone it down for the show. crunch. Penance. Oh, that's what he's singing at the beginning. Yeah. Garroter, jury, and judge.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's not, I mean, he's a pretty good singer.
Yeah, again, that's a big reason I'm sure why he got it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
funny looking up YouTube of him.
Like singing?
One was like 5 or 6 years ago about him learning to play the lute.
Really?
Of someone teaching him to play the lute. And of him doing all of these plays and singing. And it's just one of those like, yeah, you'll eventually get a pretty big role. And that's it. All right, what do you think? Oh, Taylor Swift, America. Okay, what'd you think?
We'll watch that some other time.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. Again, I love the Yennefer Geralt stuff. Like, that's probably my favorite parts of
the whole thing. I said
it
in the last episode, not the one today that we recorded for Winterhelling, but the previous one, the one that'll be out in like a few days, that Yen's story carries the entire series.
Yeah.
And she carries the entire series. That without Yen, it's like, eh. Like,
well,
seriously,
I mean, Geralt's things are cool. Like,
they're okay.
I'm fighting monsters, blah, blah, blah.
If
but...
it was a show of just about Geralt and all of that, and you take Yen out of it,
yeah, it'd be.
I'm like, all right, it's okay. I'll watch it, and I'll probably never think about it again. Like, it's just, it's, she carries it. She
yeah.
makes it memorable.
Yeah. I kind of, I mean, I like, but I don't like the whole, like, does the gold dragon, like, what is he, does he know all? Like, how does he know those things? And it just kind of makes it a little bit like, not that it ruined it, but I don't know. Maybe it adds both. You get told that, hey, you're never going to be together, you're never going to have a child, but technically you kind of do end up having a surrogate child because they take care of Ciri together, you know?
A surrogate child,
yeah.
But she doesn't actually.
Right,
yeah.
But you still, yeah, you'll never bear a child. So it's almost like, he's telling you true things, but is there some other, like, to me when he said you'll never bear a child, but you end up having a surrogate child. So, Geralt, you don't want to lose her, but you will. Like, maybe you lose her to death because you were together and then, like, y'all were fighting and she dies versus, like, you had her, but you lose her to something else. Like, it kind of gives that.
Yeah.
Maybe it could happen.
Because
I want it to happen.
Kind of eye of the beholder. What do you want? What to happen?
Geralt and Yen.
Welp.
Don't ruin it.
We'll see. I will say confidently that with the way the final novels end, most people, if you don't know how the novels end, you will not be able to guess how they end. You will not be remotely close to how they end.
Well, no,
with what happens to Geralt, with what happens to Yen, with what happens to Ciri, you will guess it a million times before getting what happens.
A million?
So on that note, as you go to Google it, because I've just teased it.
Don't Google it. Don't ruin it for yourself.
Well, I assume most people listening to this will have already read the books anyway. But if not, you've already been ruined on certain things of that nature. So yeah, that's where it is. I mean, I liked it. I understand what people did not like about it. But I think everything was fine in there. The characterization was fine. I don't think they betrayed anybody's character per se. So I think it went well. So that's it. Episode 6. This should be up real soon. And then instead of watching Super Bowl, or if you're in Europe, it can be a late night watch and snack to go on. So that's it. Signing off. We will continue next time with Before a Fall, episode 7. And the last 2 episodes I loved. I can't wait to go through those. I do think these kind of last few were a little bit of a lull, but it really fucking goes.
Shit happens.
The shit goes down. All right, that's it.
All right. Bye.